today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Take it from one fat guy to another. Paul, don't videotape yourself getting out of a car ever. That's not what fat guys should do. So we get to the restaurant and we get to the maitre d', and like everything on the ship, they know what you're doing before you do it. We walk in and they say, hello to the Spiewaks. And I said, ah, nice to see you. And they said, sir, there are no open-toed shoes allowed at Apollo. Carrie says, I can't believe it's been 10 years that since Robert was declared cancer-free. And Julia says, yeah, and without that cancer, we wouldn't be going on this trip. Hey, Robert, thanks for taking one for the team. And then Robert says, yay, cancer.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back. We are back from a brief holiday, and we are delighted to have you with us on The Mike O'Mara Show. And I will tell you something about The Mike O'Mara Show. I like to think that we evolve somewhat with our personal lives. And when we evolve with our personal lives, we share them with you. And that's really the evolution of the show. As far as the comedic content of the show, I'm not quite sure that that's similar evolution has occurred. I think there are certain things that are universal to the show that we have laughed about for 30 plus years.
Would you call it bedrock?
The bedrock? No, I would not call it the bedrock.
Okay, I'm just trying to be clear.
Are you going in? I know where you're going with this, but it's but there are certain consistencies that have made me laugh, made my father laugh, make children laugh, and make us laugh. And so when this came across my desk over the holiday, I was intrigued, and then I was delighted. Now, Rob, I know you have the montage standing by.
I do.
But we're not going to play the entire montage.
No,
that would be tedious, especially from an audio standpoint. But let me say, and I wish I could credit the individual. I'll find out who sent it to me. But then I became aware of it myself, and I became a conduit of this this man's material,
right,
and sent it out to the world, and even sent it out to my own family. My wife believes that I'm somewhat obsessed with this, and perhaps I am. I laughed out loud multiple times. I probably watched the video, I'm going to say, at least a dozen times.
But to be fair, you were on vacation, and you had something you needed to communicate, and you didn't have the platform of the show to do it, so you probably embraced it maybe a little tighter than you would have normally.
All right. Now, this is an audio podcast. We do the show on video. We'll probably post a picture of this guy. Rob Spiewak is going to make an effort to track him down and get him on the show.
Yes.
And I probably should not be giving this man a platform, because what he did really, most of the women I share this with, I guess my mother-in-law and my my wife, were a little grossed out by this. Men are even a little uncomfortable with this.
Sure.
I unhinge my jaw and laugh at it. I can't help it. I'm not proud of that. And I said that when I posted it. Let me share the story,
Mike,
with you.
You are as God made you.
I am as God made me. And this is something that my father, God rest his soul, would probably be laughing as well.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's hard not to. But the face of this man, let me get right to the story. From AV News, this is the headline. Florida security guard documents farts online for 6 months, gets fired immediately. The article,
Maddie,
I will
do
share
not
with
hang
you.
Your head. Maddie literally
is she,
just
is she, is
she dropped her head.
Yes. Shame.
Now, I want your head up
shame.
And be bright and aware.
I hitched my wagon to this outfit.
Clayton Purdom has written what I consider to be a rather funny article about
okay.
it. Let me share a bit of that with you.
Please.
Are farts funny? History has long tussled with this question, and it won't be answered today. That's, in my opinion, that's a great opening sentence.
It is.
However, if farts are or can be funny, then they are certainly funny in the story of Paul Flart, a 31-year-old security guard at a Florida hospital, who has quietly documented his many, many farts on Instagram for 6 months. So he goes on to talk about that Vice got in touch with the guy. His real name is Doug. He started the job after moving from New Jersey to help his mom out, and he found out he had a lot of free time while sitting around at the front desk. The lobby has really, this is his quote,
the lobby has really great acoustics, and naturally we all fart, he told Vice.
Naturally.
Omitting the fact that while we all do, we all don't like he does. One day I ripped a rather nice one and got a really good sound from it, so the next time it happened, I recorded it and sent it to my group chat. He credits the group chat with innovating his name, Paul Flart, and the rest is history.
It makes sense. I wonder who was the lucky members of that group.
Well, let's just give you, I don't want to say a taste.
No, don't say that.
Let's give you just a brief sample.
A sample.
This is now what he did, at least the video that I saw, was an edited piece where they were all spliced together.
Yeah.
And he is a man, obviously. He is a fat white guy with a little 1980s mustache. And he's got, he's a young guy. And let's listen to just a little of Paul Flart's work at the hospital, I guess the lobby where he was alone. You get the gist of it.
You know what troubles me the most? I mean, there's a lot of things. Yeah. And it is funny. I'm right there with you. But I hate the phrase, I let rip a nice one.
Yeah, see, that's I don't like that either.
I don't like that.
See, what's good about this is there is no dialogue. Except at the very end when he does say that
was nice.
Yeah, yeah. That's
there's what I like to think, Mike.
You don't need that.
There's an inner dialogue, certainly.
Yeah. But is it?
You don't.
Why is this even being celebrated?
I'm not celebrating it.
Oh, you're celebrating.
We're observing it.
Here is it newsworthy? Yes. But this is the same guy that ate his boogers in elementary school. He'd look at you and then he'd eat it and then he'd smile.
That's right.
Same guy.
I think I probably laughed at the magic of video editing. Which was one
but
after the other.
Acoustics are impressive.
After the other. And it was. You know, when he did this,
it's sort of his just, Abbey Road,
and he's staring. The diligence, you know, and the patience.
From a man who at his age is working overnight security at a hospital, this is probably the most successful project he's ever completed.
At the conclusion of this, of course, he was fired. He lost his job.
Well, six months later,
Following the compilation. Reddit, I guess it was on Reddit, he got S-canned. In a rare instance of personal brand live streaming working out for the better, he filmed his firing. So let me share that with you, and you'll know right away he has the fat guy voice.
Yes.
Let's listen to. All right.
I mean, it's irrelevant, you know, at this
hold
point.
Hold on.
For sure.
Wait. Hold on. Hold
That's
on
it?
Just a
yep,
second.
We're all done here?
Yep. Hold on. Wait.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah. Hold on. Spoiler alert.
He does have the fat guy voice, though.
Hold on. Yeah, well, I guess that's it.
That's.
What are the legalities here of walking into your boss's office with a camera?
Hard to say. But I think the thing here is not the fact that it was being filmed at that time. It's the activities that led up to it. So whether or not he's taping the firing is sort of moot. Because he's already posted on Instagram. And according to my notes, he has over 40,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What is... You know what?
All right,
good
let's
for
listen
him.
To him now. Here it is.
Really?
Something new.
So we're going live.
Why not?
About to get
Here's the fact
fired guy. From my job, probably.
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing much. Listen, we need to talk, man.
Yeah.
The hard-ass supervisor.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. What are you doing with your phone?
I'm recording, sir.
Why are you recording? Take it off.
No, sir.
Yes, no, sir.
No, sir.
You're not going to record me wearing that uniform.
I'm not recording you, sir. I'm recording me, sir.
Okay. You can turn it off.
Okay. Well, so you're firing me anyway, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
keep...
But you need to turn it off.
If you're going to fire me, I'm done.
Okay.
So I can just walk out of here right now, and then if that's it...
Okay.
I mean, if you guys are going to fire me, like, what's...
Okay. Well, you do realize that you're on a client's property...
Yeah.
Wearing our uniform.
100%. I'm not going to argue the facts of you getting,
That's what thing. Now,
yeah.
again, it's come to our attention.
I am celebrating
that
an Oscar.
You reported yourself.
It's become a celebration.
In our uniform.
Yeah.
On the client's property.
Never showing any logos or anything.
Because okay. That's the law.
That's right.
Logos.
Logos.
Here's your write-up.
Okay.
You can read it. If you want to dispute it, there's plenty of room down here or on the back side that I left for you.
Okay.
Back side.
Okay, so if you want to dispute it, that's fine. I have asked you to stop recording. You're refusing.
This guy's so such a hard ass, dude.
What I need you to do is go ahead and read that.
Okay.
So let me see this real quick. Can I not see this?
Meanwhile, he's got the camera on him. Like on his security badge.
Yeah.
His generic security badge.
It probably just says security.
It does. Just says security.
3 second videos, though?
It doesn't matter. Okay. 75 times.
75 3 second videos.
Okay. So, I mean.
75.
All right. Do you wish to sign?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's irrelevant, you know, at this point, for sure.
Okay. Good luck.
That's it?
Yep.
We're all done here?
Yep.
That's it. We lost the job, guys. That's it.
Big team.
Back, yeah, sure. You can have this.
75.
Big team win.
George,
stop recording while you're on this property.
I'm just going to leave the property.
That's fine.
So
but stop recording now.
Okay.
While you're off the property. You're off the property.
Right, until you're off the property.
That's it, guys.
You're on private property.
That's it. We're done. We'll continue in the future. Please stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
I'm asking
appreciate all of you.
I appreciate all of you.
We're done, brother. Hey, brother. How you doing?
And I'd take it from one fat guy to another. Paul, don't videotape yourself getting out of a car ever. That's not what fat guys should do. Get out of the car, adjust yourself, then hit play.
Can I add something? This guy
just got me with celebrating. Yes, we are.
Celebration.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm celebrating it. I couldn't wait to get back on this show. We've got vacation stories to tell you about, but I had to talk about this guy. I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's look at the real net win for this guy, right? He gets maybe a three-month run of I'm an internet celebrity.
Right.
If GasX is smart, they'll break him off 5K. He'll do a few social commercials for him
and then move on
with his life. What does he have after these next 3 months?
Not much. And you're right. I understand with your business school background, you think big picture, and it's all about planning and laying out a game plan. And this man probably didn't have a game plan.
But got for now, lucky. Mike.
For six months, the man had a game plan.
That's true. This is what I talk about
when potheads, if they just use their power for good. He's creative. He took his bowels and made something out of them.
Speaking of potheads, at some point we'll... Is Adrian Garcia on campus today?
Not today, no.
Yeah. We would like to apologize to...
He can't record on campus either.
I'd like to apologize to our listening audience for when Adrian mixed the show. Rob, would you like to turn that up and we'll do a demonstration of Adrian mixing the show? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's great. This show was mixed by Adrian Garcia. That's the way that happened there. Anyway, all right. So Adrian mixed the show and apparently the first, three... How many minutes were... completely overshadowed by the intro music that he forgot to turn down.
I think we should highlight something before we highlight what a failure that was.
Yes.
We have had multiple meetings on this show, friendly meetings, some full attention, some full of joy.
Yes.
We said we love Adrian for everything he does on the show, but not for the show. On the show, he is funny, he's beloved, he's always welcome here, but we have had long conversations about things he wasn't supposed to touch. Anything to do with the show.
Right.
Remember that?
I do.
Yes. Get a hot call from Mike on Monday. He said, what's going on with the show? I'm completely embarrassed because I'm like, well,
I heard it from a listener.
I heard the live stream earlier and it seemed fine.
By the way, all of our problems that we have usually are listeners that hip us to it.
Thank you.
And then
helpers.
No one else
keep
listens
helping.
To the
keep
show.
Keep helping. Yes. Well, I listened to the live stream if it was going and I was like, this is working out.
Right.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. The entire show was not messed up.
Right.
But the beauty of the conversation that Pony and I had, beauty is me driving down 66 in road rage, is saying, hey, Pony, what about that bad mix for the show? And I say to him, I say, Pony, he goes, Adrian did it. We're trying to fix it. And mind you, this is hours later because Mike called me around 4 plus p.m. The show posts around 9 or 10,
right?
Depending on the day. And I say, He goes, I said, yeah, it's being fixed. And then Pony at one point says, in the middle of the, this is where I swerved off 66 and almost hit a guardrail. He says, Adrian's fixing it now, and then I'm going to fix it. And I said, well.
Wait, he gave it back to Adrian?
What? He said, I'm using this as a teaching moment. And I said, I said, we tried to teach him. He failed us a zillion times. No more teaching him anything.
Pony?
Yes, Mike.
Get ready to come into the studio after this commercial break. Rob, let's start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his childhood friend, Oscar Madison. Sometime earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
All right, Oscar, I'd like to know what's happened.
What's happened?
Something made you go off the deep end like that. Now, what is it? Is it something I said or something I did?
Nothing you said. Now, don't stop me, Felix.
Oscar, what is it? Is it the cooking or the cleaning, the crying?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the cooking, the cleaning, the crying. It's the talking in your sleep. It's those moose calls that open your ears at 2 o'clock in the morning. Can't take it anymore, Felix. I'm cracking up. Everything you do irritates me. And when you're not here, the things I know you're going to do when you come in irritate me. You leave me little notes on my pillow. Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow. We are all out of cornflakes, F.U. Took me 3 hours to figure out that F.U. was Felix Unger. Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Now, my apologies for the smoke detector in my home going off during the Odd Couple tape, and I'm glad that you're cooking your special cookies for Zach. Anyway, from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jeez. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. Most of them. And if you are listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Alex Papp.
Yay!
Attention, Northern California residents. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year. So right now is the best time to buy your next home. We got a guy. We got a guy.
We got the guy, Mike. We got the guy.
NorCal, stop renting. Call our favorite realtor. His name is Alexander Papp. Call him today. Here's his number. This is his number. 916-276-2129. And start searching for your dream home. Alexander will help you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp, rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He's not your typical pushy dude.
No.
He loves TMOS like you do. He will make your real estate situation stress-free. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone. 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California. From Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. So, stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 019-860-31. Prato Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys from Alex gets a fruitcake from Mops.
It's as easy as that.
There you are. All right, so the very beginning of my vacation last week, when I was home, I had not headed out of my out-of-doors just yet. I got a listener who said, what the hell was the deal with the opening of the show? And really, when I hear that, I go through my Napoleon kind of...
Sure.
Because I defer to Oscar Santana. We have been dealing with the technical aspects of this show for the last, I would say, 3 months, to be fair. Maybe three or four.
Six.
3 or 4 months.
Six years.
Where 6 months. This is the problem. There are two people who are responsible primarily for the show getting from the recording stage to the listening stage to you. They are Rob Spiewak and Mr. Matthew Bloom. It has been problematic. Rob went on a cruise,
which is fine.
Rob was not around.
He's completely excused from this equation.
This is actually the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah. So. I'm not gonna. Hey, Rob. Guess what happened?
No, I know. I'm not gonna do that to you.
I'm just talking about. On a daily when he's here, they're in charge of the audio.
Yes.
And I've heard things like when I'm sitting there going, "I'll be talking to you here." And it's the recording. I mean, it's up. It's supposed to be screened and checked and listened to.
These are simple operations of redundancy. And quite frankly, we failed you once again, Mike. And I say we because we're a team here.
Right.
Yes.
Where somehow Adrian and I missed this as well. And I should have caught this because Adrian texted me that Friday afternoon and said, hey, send all the files off to Pony. I thought it was just like a pot text.
All right. Let's go back. So we're getting into the weeds already on this, and I don't want to do this. So I'm trying to explain to our listening audience the process that's involved. The show is recorded.
I can do that.
Then it is edited, tweaked and then for it's, audio yeah, purposes.
And then it's mastered and then posted.
Right.
And then it's posted.
Yes.
All right. So during that process, one of the issues we have always had was just making sure that before the show is posted, that things are checked and double-checked, and that has been
It goes even further, Mike, because this is best of. This is These are pre-recorded segments.
Right. They've been mastered once.
They've been already mastered.
Okay.
So this is why this is such a big problem, and... Quite frankly, if you don't cry, you got to laugh, right? So I start.
Well, the way it sounded to me was that when the show was put up, they started a segment and there was music like we play at the beginning of the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
and the music was never turned.
Nothing should ever be posted without being screened, especially for best of. That goes back to our days at WJFK.
Absolutely.
You do not post anything without screening it. The problem
and I
here.
I want to add to one more thing though, and I probably would have thought long and hard before I gave the keys to the automobile to Adrian Garcia.
Especially on a Friday.
Yes.
Especially the day that he was not coherent on the air, that we swear he was on lewds. He was on some other drug.
Pony.
Yes. Lewds.
Why were the keys to the car given to Adrian Garcia? Did you have to get out of town? Did you go anywhere?
No, not that day. That was a day that I was working on the best of bonus for Friday, and those usually take a lot longer because you have to listen for all the cursing and make sure all that stuff gets edited out. And I didn't spot check his.
Wait a second here, buddy. We had a regular best of. It wasn't a bonus. It wasn't a.
No. This was the best of bonus that I was producing
for the next Friday. For the next Friday.
Well, I mean, I was going to be going out of town on Tuesday, so I wanted to get things done and have everything in the can.
So ultimately, that's what it was. It was just getting your work done faster so that you wouldn't have to linger, so you could go away.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, this is all on me
for not
catching.
We have had this vacation on the schedule for effing months.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So when you wait to Friday to do the work, this is what happens.
Okay. All right. So I get it.
Yes.
We have a number of interns, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we have probably 5 or 6.
Too many.
Where did Adrian, of all the people I would say to put into a key position... Why? Why was
he's
it
not
Adrian
the key man
Messi?
Clause.
No. He's not even part of the door.
So the question, of course, that I've been the reason you were brought in here, what were you thinking? Or were you?
And why why a learning question. why a teaching moment when the forest is ablaze?
Because it was I can answer that, and I'm sorry, and I'm trying to be as in control as I can. It was not a teaching moment. It was a pony waiting to the last minute wants to go away on vacation moment. That's what it was.
He didn't
give a rat's ass who he gave it to because it shortened his work day. That's obvious
but,
to me.
This is what's so out of character for my friend Matt Bloom is that when there is a fire. Whether he caused it or not, if he's the arsonist or not,
that's right. Right.
He will fix it right away. Mm-hmm. That's why it was so out of character for him when he said, I think this is a teaching moment. I said, there's no more teaching.
Can't be taught.
Will you have to fix this right now or call me to fix it? I will do anything.
Well, at that moment, I was fixing it myself, but I was having him
it was
fix
after,
it as well.
It was afternoon.
No, I know that. That was the
right,
getting...
How much was required to... The problem was, just so we know, that the show was uploaded.
It was mixed wrong.
And it was mixed with music drowning out the show itself.
And too much music in general. The music just running too long. And I... Going in to fix that requires basically cutting a big chunk of that music out and then going to where the music stops overwhelming the audio, finding a good starting point in that segment, and then
it's a technical pain in the ass. It shouldn't be. If they're on multi-tracks, then you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you're making it more complicated.
Well, the best ofs are not on multi-track. They're all one big mastered track. And I didn't have all the files that he had used, so I was going back and getting those segments and
why didn't
that
you have
stuff.
The files that
I didn't have the music that he was using.
Why?
Because I just don't have the same music that he has. He has.
So he's doing it, what, on his own computer?
Yeah, he was using his own music.
These are all the things that should never be done. Ever. Ever. Oh, my God. This is so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be just a nice riff on how we put all our eggs in the wrong basket, but we've built the wrong basket and we're the eggs in it.
And the chicken is a monster.
I don't know what to say. So from the time the show was posted for public consumption to the time the fix was made.
Oh God, everyone's fired.
What was that duration of time?
It was a while. I didn't hear about
I don't want a while. I want a guesstimate as to how many hours we were talking about.
It was a good chunk of the day. I don't know exactly how many hours it was, but I was scrambling to get this fixed and got it fixed by about 7.
7 p.m. 7 p.m.
From a show that was posted about 9 or 10.
Yes. Oh,
that's 10 hours.
But Pony, when I talked to you, told me you knew around 1.
Around 1, I found out about this and went, and at that time, I was out and wasn't at the house.
Was the show taken down?
No, the show didn't get taken down because, again, this was an epic disaster. I'm well aware of this.
Why wasn't the show taken down?
Well, because I didn't think that was, I didn't know that was what we needed to do.
That's what we always do, Pony. That's what we always do.
You pull it, repair it, then put it back up.
We always pull the. I mean, that's not fair to us. That's our standard operation here.
Like I said, you knew I screwed up in every way possible.
Hey, man, I'm not. I think it's fair. You have to be self aware enough to say when you tell a lie, I'm going to call you on it because our operating procedure, and it's been for decades. If there's a missed post, we just yank it, and then we have people complain about it, but we won't repost until it's fixed.
Corrected.
Is that true or untrue?
No, that's true. Like I said, I screwed up. I don't know why I didn't do that. I don't know what I was thinking.
Why did you fart 75 times?
I don't know.
So I had this conversation with Pony at 5:30 in the evening. where I
hey,
said,
you think those pony fans are uncomfortable right now?
Where, this isn't horrible. This is real life.
Yes.
I said, pony, if you were on...
He's so witty.
I said, if you... I said, I went through this whole exercise with him.
Mike's a monster.
I said, if you were not a smart guy, I would totally let this go. And I'd say, all right, we're dealing with a block of cheese. This is what we get. I said, you are so much smarter than what happened today that I feel like, if anything, you should call me and tell me there's a problem right away so I'm aware so I can help in any way. I'm not on vacation. I'm at the office. I can help. I said, the idea that you, I don't know if it's a conflict resolution thing or he was embarrassed. I said, and Pony, I want you to just be honest about this. If you would have called me, would I have gone blown it? We would have fixed the problem, right?
No, not at all. Like, yes. Like I said, I don't know why I just screwed up every single way with that situation. I just totally
And I said to him, I said, hey, man, I said, you are so much better than this. We have to start acting like the person we are because, frankly, as an ally, I don't know there's a problem until someone tells me there's a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was like,
and I don't find out until the listener.
Yeah. And then when I hear it from Mike, I feel like an asshole because I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know about this and I can't even fix it. So my point to you is this. What is the common thread and what has been the common thread for all our missteps here?
Me?
No, not you. Oh, counting God. On Adrian.
Adrian.
Oh, God.
I know.
I don't want him anywhere near the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not near the technical aspects.
No, he doesn't get to edit anything.
Nope.
He gets to come in here
teaching,
and be funny.
There's no teaching moment. There's no teaching moment again. I cannot even possibly, without screaming and yelling, stress that enough. And, oh, by the way, if anyone's expecting when he gets a little more versed, no, you don't understand. There are certain standards that I believe even we should enforce here.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, no.
He's never near anything technical ever again.
There's no versing anymore. 8 years.
Take someone with more on the ball.
A little more acumen.
And train them, not him.
Yeah, I agree.
Not him.
I agree.
I understand it also because you don't want to necessarily bring someone in who might have a little leg up on you.
How about this? Let's do the work ourselves. No more interns doing best ofs. They should never do
them. I don't know why
they should never do them. Never.
The only reason I'd like interns is because I'd like to keep in the pipeline. It's like a farm team. In case I got to make any moves.
I get that, Mike. But what I'm saying is this. The reality here is all our jobs are on the line. Mm-hmm. The fact that you would think that Adrian is, and he does things well in his life outside of the studio.
Yeah.
He stands at that hotel desk and makes sure people get their keys.
That's fine. He does that very well. He cannot have our careers in his hands.
I agree.
For both of you, quite frankly, because apparently this has been something that you've advocated for and you've let him do because he's got a musical mind, yada, yada, yada. Don't give an F anymore.
Yeah.
You can't let him do that to us. And you have to respect your own jobs more for that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have self and pride in this job to know that if we give the keys to the kingdom to a kid who shouldn't have a license and somehow has gotten one, we reap what we sow.
Fair? I will refer to this discussion as strike two.
Strike two!
You may be excused. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You can go back to your perch.
Chow.
Chow indeed.
Thank you very much.
Teaching moment.
That's so everyone in the audience knows that. Yeah,
8 years.
I understand. That's it.
Teach someone for 8 years.
So thank you for making us aware of that. And now we'll talk about our fabulous vacations that were marred at the beginning. At least it happened at the beginning of the week and not the end.
Hey, you know what kind of teaching moment that was? That was higher education.
Yes.
You know what's sad, Mike, of all this?
What's that?
Is we don't take that much vacation.
No, we don't. Not so, compared to the 9 weeks that we used to take on the Don and Mike show.
So if we take, let's say, 3 weeks a year, annually.
Right.
The idea that we would mess that up or need someone else's help for that is a problem.
But the good news is that one of us may be taking more time.
Oh, my God.
We will take a break and we will come back with
More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara.
And this holiday season has come early for us P1s. And for such a special occasion, I brought in a fellow New Yorker to help.
It's me, Jimmy Cerrito of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Let's go, Buffalo!
Hey, Jimmy, I just heard that you could buy a Rob Spiewak fruitcake for the upcoming holidays through the Mike O'Meara website.
That's right, Pauly. You'll see a banner to buy one or more of Rob's most delicious fruitcakes. And that way, you're helping support Mike and the boys.
Boy, I tell you, I just love those friggin' fruitcakes. So start ordering yours today.
And now, let's get back to His Royal Majesty,
Mike O'Meara.
He's everyone's pal. Sorry, it'll be okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health, but amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and even enjoyable.
Yep.
Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5. So you'll never be using bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Plus, Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. I use Quip because it virtually guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way.
Look at
those choppers every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com. That's /TMOS, of course. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Get your Quip electric toothbrush and do it today.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show. We were gone for a week. The TMOS fan club provided our own boy, Mr. Rob Spiewak, who has had a pretty wonderful summer between the HBO experience and now...
Right up to the second segment of today's show. It was a great summer.
Well, you were not really. You can't take that because you didn't take any crap about that.
You're in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it's true. In the ocean. Down the ocean.
You're not responsible. And let's be honest. You're not really his supervisor anyway. Are you? Really?
You guys are equals.
Are you really Pony's supervisor?
Let's be honest.
Equals.
You're
not, equals.
You know,
yeah.
It's, but, you know, you might want to think about being his supervisor. Because
we tried that. That didn't work out.
Yeah, I know. It didn't work. Anyway, so Rob Spiewak.
This is, Mike, I own what happened there as much as he should. So know that I take this as well.
I know. I didn't know it took all day. I didn't know that when I called you, I didn't think that was the case. And that's on me, too. It's on everybody. See, I'm of the belief that I do this, and then
that's the way it should
other
be.
People
should
take
be.
Care.
Yeah. Yes.
But anywho, Rob Spiewak was provided with a dream trip for him and his family on the Spirit of the Mouse.
No,
the Disney Dream. Now, as much as I loved it when our incredibly generous core group of TMOS fan club members sent me to the Masters, you were just as excited to go on this Disney cruise.
Maybe more so.
Thrilled out of your mind. What an incredible thing that Stephen Douglas McIntyre and the TMOS fan club, all of whom should be acknowledged. And I don't know if you got the names. I was able to mention them by name when we did that. But they're great. We look forward to see. We'll see tons of them out in Vegas.
Yes.
And they're spectacular. And you were thrilled. So did everything go according to plan?
I will say this. I was expecting this to be good. I did not expect it to be borderline life-changing for me and my kids, just the amount of time we had together. God. And the emotion was overwhelming at times. It was an amazing trip.
Now, did the emotion come from the fact that you realized how great a gift it was, or did the emotion come from having that time to spend with your friend? Where did the emotion come from?
And also came from a bottle, Mike. The emotion The great taste of emotion comes from a
bottle.
Were
you just thrilled to be with your family?
Yeah, there was many tears, and that's not a pun, but there were many levels of emotion at play here.
The level fact, A, level B, level C on the cruise ship.
Right. That's right, up to deck 14. The fact, and I think you went through this as well at the Masters, when it settles on and into your brain that these people cared enough to go through what they did to make this happen for my family was huge.
Yeah,
just
it's
amazing.
It gets you a little verklempt. It really, really does.
And they made it as a surprise, and it was the reason for it, and we didn't mention up front, is that it was the 10-year anniversary of Robert being cancer-free. Yep. And that weighed on my mind as well, because I saw him frolicking in the Caribbean. You know, they were doing stuff with Julia's GoPro where he's jumping off of boats and doing all this crazy stuff that every healthy teenager should have the opportunity to do. And he looked up, and I looked, and I said, Carrie, that's our boy. We made that boy. We saved that boy. And look at him now. He's smiling like a golden god in the sun, and it was just...
Oh, that's great, Rob. That's right there. That's the trip. Right,
it was a little much at times.
Oh. That's spectacular. And anybody that participated in that, I guess that's... I know
Thank
how
you
I feel
so much.
About it. That's just spectacular. I love to hear that. And I've been with you for that whole ride with that little guy, and that little guy who's now, what, 6'8 or something like
he's,
that?
He's 6'1. He's verge. Depending on the shoes we're wearing, he's almost taller than me now.
And he's also the youngest of the fam. So, I mean, he's the one that's still close enough to all that Disney stuff where he probably dug it more than anybody. And he'd let you know, probably.
It was Well, the thing that he got the most excited about was the unlimited room service that he figured out on day two.
They have unlimited room service?
24 hours a day.
That's what he got jacked
I
about.
I said, do you want to go up to the private deck and then do a little swim? And he says, you know, I would like that. But what might be better is back to the room for cheeseburgers and wings. He said, Dad, they bring them to your stateroom. He said, I know, son, I know. So everybody had something they loved. Awesome. Another classic moment that was so sweet for the family is we're driving to Dulles Airport. We got my mom to take us there and drop us off. And we're on the way. We're five in the car, so it's a little crowded. And Carrie says, I can't believe it's been 10 years since Robert was declared cancer-free. And Julia says, yeah, and without that cancer, we wouldn't be going on this trip. Hey, Robert, thanks for taking one for the team. And then Robert says, yay, cancer. But we get
so funny.
We get, Witty. This is a little out of order.
The Spiewak gallows humor at work.
This is a little out of order, but when we get to the stateroom, which, by the way, was as fine as any hotel I've ever stayed at. We had two adjoining staterooms, two full-size bathrooms, a huge deck that faced the ocean. It was beautiful. There was baskets of fruit waiting for us when we got to our room. And the first thing Robert says, I had cancer. I get the master bedroom.
All right, let's stop you there.
And I looked at Carrie, and she said, he's right, you know. He really should get the master bedroom.
So you would say everything on the entire trip went off without a hitch?
No.
Oh, good. We'll come back and talk about the bad stuff when right here on the Michael Barrett Show.
America was founded on balance. Two houses of legislature, the two-party system. And here at Political Persuasions, we have the two sides of Omera. The calm Mike.
I am open-minded.
And the burning liberal Mike.
It's crap. That's what I do.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Together, they coexist in Mike's brain and right here on Political Persuasions.
It's about the guns.
They clash. They argue.
Tough. Beans.
With a little help from me, Chris Freites, they provide a balanced seesaw of sanity.
How many people shoot for food?
Can somebody please pass the blood pressure medication?
Speaker of the House? Come on.
Political Persuasions. Download it this Thursday and every Thursday at politicalpersuasions.com.
I'm going to die.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
We're all going to die, and someday you are as well.
And God bless America.
Makes me want to throw up.
There you go.
Welcome back.
to the Mike O'Meara Show. That's Political Persuasions. We record it every
Thursday.
In a
nutshell, that's the show right there.
Yeah, I don't know what we'll talk about this week. Anyway, welcome back to the show, brought to you by Grove. If you're picky about what you see in your home, all you need is Grove. Grove believes a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone, so they made it easy to get the best healthy home and personal care products online and ship them right to your door. My house is filled with the wonderful Grove products. Let me tell you about this wonderful company. They rigorously test and select only the best non-toxic products good for you, your family, and the planet. Grove brands include Mrs. Meyers. I love it. Love it. Wash your hands with that Mrs. Meyers and then smell your hands. I smell them all day. I look like that guy on Saturday Night Live. Bill Hader. What's his? Stefan. I'm like Stefan all day long after I use Mrs. Meyers hand soap. I'm going, thank you, Grove.
It's that thing where you smell your hands.
Yes.
Thank you, Grove. Thank you very much for allowing me to smell my hands like that. They've got Mrs. Meyers. They've got Method, 7th generation, Burt's Bees. The packaging is beautiful, and when you open the box, it's amazing. I love the smell of pure clean. You are in control. Customizable auto shipments delivered to your home, and you can pause or cancel anytime. You know why they let you do that? Because they know how great the products are, and they know how great the service is, and they know that you're going to be a loyal customer. Plus, the convenience is unbeatable. Grove is so cool, I might actually start house cleaning myself. Actually, I have used the Grove products to clean more than I did before. Mrs. O'Meara's thrilled.
House
Find
sparkles.
Out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family.
He's smelling his hands.
Yes, Grove. Thank you.
Right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift by going to grove.co. That's grove.co/TMOS. Remember, it's not grove.com. That's grove.co/TMOS, not grove.com. Remember that. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home. And welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. All right, we are just at the beginning of your dream scenario.
And it was.
I love what you said about the emotion because I experienced the exact same thing. When you realize the love we get from this core of people, it's they really keep us going. It's wonderful.
If I could just briefly chime in here. We had a similar reaction when we were getting married, Shannon and I, and we would receive these gifts that, frankly, when Rob asked me to put my wedding registry together, I remember looking at him and I was like, dude, no one's going to send anything. We don't want anything.
And I said to Oscar, I said, it's a wish list.
Yeah.
You know what?
He, completely duped me into making one. This was not nefarious, but he already knew that this fan club was just going to go out of their way to see what they could get. And it just was completely unexpected. So I know exactly how you feel.
It's overwhelming. That's the word that Carrie and I just kept coming back to.
The trifecta is complete now. If you're talking about me, it was the trip to the Masters. You're talking about Oscar, it was his wedding registry that was incredibly generous for everybody.
Over the top.
Spiewak, the Disney dream. But you've done it. No longer is that necessary because we know that Pony ruined it. So I understand.
On purpose.
I understand that. So no more.
Pony's Disney dream was a nightmare.
No moss.
It was a hentai nightmare.
He woke up screaming.
All those tentacles. Love I love this story so far because you talk about the thing your kid loved was the 24-hour anytime room. So he got anything he wanted anytime. I'd love that.
He came.
I mean, what man wouldn't want that? Right.
Room service anytime.
10:30 at night. He's walking through our room. He says, "Mom, Dad, Mickey bars, Mickey bars," which is like their frozen ice cream bars. They're great.
Yes.
So the trip turned out fantastic, but the trip down gave me a feeling because Carrie and I had not been on a cruise since our 10th anniversary, which is 12 years ago now. So we don't remember a lot about the cruising experience. We read a lot that Disney is the way to go, but it's unknown ground.
It's uncharted territory.
And because the trip was planned for us, there was a lot of surprises ahead of us.
It's uncharted waters.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
That's the term you use for a cruise. Get it?
I do. I do, because it's a boat. Is there a real difference?
Yes. There's a huge difference.
Yes.
My guy, our guy Andrew, our financial for the show.
Big Disney guy.
He's a huge, takes his family, I don't know if it's every year, but he goes a lot, and he loves it. They love the thing.
At one point, we were on our private sun deck. And I turned to the kids and I said, I want you to remember this because you've been ruined. And they said, Dad, what do you mean? How can we be ruined? This is the greatest thing ever. I said, exactly. You may never have a vacation this nice again the rest of your life, because I'm almost 50 and I've never seen anything that even touches this.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredible. So that is incredible.
Not the case.
You don't
though,
leave Leesburg that much.
When
though.
Carrie, well, we've got nice restaurants in Leesburg, but no one's bringing me Mickey bars.
Did you behave on the trip, or did you enjoy room service? What was your greatest splurge?
The greatest splurge.
I'm a fat guy. Okay, You're a fat guy. We love to tell fat stories.
I'll cut to this. You're provided a meal every night at the restaurant. You have a table and a seating. And what's very cool on a Disney cruise, every night you're in a different restaurant. There's, I wrote them down, the Royal Palace, the Enchanted Garden.
What do they serve in the Royal Palace?
The Royal Palace, there's a different menu every night. The Royal Palace is probably the fanciest restaurant.
Okay.
And I think I got beef tenderloin there that was just fantastic. The Enchanted Garden
mouth is watering.
Was Monday night. I don't really remember that. I'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Did stumble through Monday night's dinner, and there's a reason.
Drinking.
But Pirate Night, Wednesday night. They have these restaurants that are on the 11th deck, and you can pay a small fee, $30 or $40, and eat at this exclusive adults-only restaurant. Mm-hmm. Remy is the French restaurant. Paolo is the Italian restaurant. I spoke to our concierge service. They said, Paolo is a delicious, delicious meal, and unless you have a suit, you'll probably be more comfortable going to Paolo. And I said, well, I brought a coat and tie. And they said, then that'll be fine. So I had packed a sport jacket and a tie. And I got dressed up. I put on long pants. But what I did not bring was shoes. I felt like such a rube. I went through my suitcase. I had my Birkenstocks. I had flip-flops for the pool.
Oh, no. You only brought sandals?
Well, I didn't know we was going to be going to an exclusive Italian restaurant. But I said, you know what? This sort of works, because with the I had nice jeans and
you're on a cruise
and the Birkenstocks.
It's tropical.
I thought, you know what? It's almost like cruise ship formal. So Carrie, by the way, looks beautiful in a dress. She's tanned, necklace, and just beautiful. And so we go up to the 11th deck and walk the length of the ship.
Did she make any comment about your outfit?
She said, "You'll be fine." Okay. So she was. You know what? She was supportive. She was drinking too. So we get to the restaurant and we get to the maitre d', and like everything on the ship, they know what you're doing before you do it. We walk in and they say, "Hello to the Spiewaks." And I said, "Ah, nice to see you." And they said, "Sir, there are no open-toed shoes allowed at Paolo." I mean, like the very second I walk in, it's like they give me the
one. You're going to offend people at the table next door.
And
I'm a big believer in shoes in a restaurant.
And I think my
face in life.
My face fell.
Just in life.
And she says,
I'm a sandal wearer. I'm a Floridian. I wear open-toed all the time.
But Rob is wearing them in winter. He trundles in here with his Birkenstocks, and I'm like, that can't be all that salt from the snow.
Yeah,
can't be good for your skin.
Keeps my skin from freezing.
No, the salt. They don't use paw-safe salt out there.
So, all right. I'll do a moratorium like
October 1st. So did you
October
feel a little? Did you feel?
Yeah.
Did you feel a little bit like a loser?
I hear behind me. Carrie goes, and my face obviously falls. And the lady says, "But have no fear, we will loan you shoes."
Oh my God! Oh,
gross. That's so gross. Let's bring out the pig
Mike,
shoes.
What size?
Let's bring out
service,
the people
though.
That have the foot fungus that have the. Okay.
She says, "What size?" And I said, 13, wide if you have them. She said, "One moment, sir." And in a nanosecond, she's back with a brand new pair of leather shoes.
Wow!
I mean, like brand new.
I looked at the bottom. They had never been scuffed.
Wow.
I mean, they look brand new. Right.
That's good. That's
good. And I said, you know, these
are a carpeted floor?
Yes, but still.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm sorry.
It had that feel. It had the feel of a brand new shoe. And besides, I wasn't in the position to make requests.
Okay, footsie.
So,
all right,
go ahead. Anyway, so I stepped into Paolo's bar and I changed my shoes and I come back out and she says, "We will hold your sandals for you."
Oh, gross.
And I had to hand her
my sandals. Who got that task?
They're probably sopping wet from the pool.
I'm hoping no one that handles food also handled my sandals. So they sat us, and the meal was amazing. It was about 6 or 7 courses.
Oh, my God.
We had a Romanian waiter that nothing was written down. He recited the menu to us.
Oh, my God.
And his accent was so thick, I was catching maybe 2 of 3 words. So it was hard to repeat back. And we got to the entree. I said, there was the ossobuco sounded so good, but also the lobster ravioli, and Carrie had a sea scallop. She said, "I will bring them all." and you will try them all. And it got to be, that was the way for the whole meal.
We're going to give you a big bowl of pasta as big as you had.
Wow. And they just kept bringing food, and this was a beautiful.
What does that have to do with the pirate thing?
Well, because then we had to cut our meal short because it was pirate night, and I had to go and change into my pirate outfit, which I think when I left here on Friday, I was sort of anti-pirate night.
Oh, my God, you're too cool for school.
Saturday morning is when I woke up and I said to Julia, well, we should at least go to Party City and get eye patches. And she says, well, Dad, if we're going to get that, I need a parrot for my shoulder. I said, of course you do. So we go, and we spend probably about $80 at Party City because the Halloween stuff is out.
I will didn't bring shoes, but you got all the pirate accoutrements.
Got all that. Everyone had a hook for their hand. We all had eye patches. We had kerchiefs. I bought a pirate shirt with a ruffly thing up front.
Nice.
Brought a vest. I wore my knickers from when we went golfing. And I will say this. I'll post a picture. I looked like a pretty damn good pirate.
Oh, good, good.
And so we all were dressed up.
Did you wear your Birkenstocks when you were in your pirate outfit?
Arr, I did. And they provided excellent traction on the deck, matey.
Did you have any pirate? So this is, you did the pirate thing after your seven-course Italian meal?
Yeah, and I danced all
the... Did you have pirate farts?
Did you chronicle them on Instagram? Yes.
Jack Sparrow flew right out of my ass. But it was an amazing thing where you get onto the deck and everyone is dressed as pirates and they're pumping DJ music and everyone's dancing. It was a lot. Oh, and fireworks off the bow of the ship, which was so amazing.
Did the kids have fun?
Yes. Yes. This was
they're older, right?
This is the thing that surprised me. Every night there's a show. And the first show we went and saw was Beauty and the Beast. And they have a theater that they've built in the ship. And they used every theatrical Broadway trick they can. They have moving scenery. People are flying. There's sparks and fire and fog and levels move. And the all the scenery is done digitally, so it moves with the people. It's like huge jumbotrons, but they're using it for scenery.
Yeah. So they just have this down.
Oh, they have it down. And at the end of it, you know, the kids were like, well, I guess we'll go see the show before dinner because it'll, you know, kill time before dinner. And we did that. And when it was done, it was like an hour 15. I looked over and Robert, his face is about to split open from smiling. He says, Dad, that was so awesome. Did you see that? And I said, yeah, I was right here, son. But he said he was so thrilled with it that it was, he like forgot to be cool for a little while. He was so excited about it.
I bet that happens to a lot of kids that age, right?
Yeah, well,
it's just too decently done for the kids to go. Yeah.
And Julia said that was amazing. She didn't like the sound mix, though. I love the fact that she had a little trouble with the sound mix. Robert also lost his cool when at a couple of the character meet and greets, he got his picture taken with Jack Sparrow, who was not actually Johnny Depp, but this guy might
was
as well.
Was he a good Johnny Depp? Did he
fantastic.
Do a good job?
Do you know how, like, when Johnny Depp in the movie tries to extricate himself from a situation and he like walks slow, then turns into a run. Did that, which was so funny.
See, I would be okay That's having cool. my picture taken with Jack Sparrow. That's cool.
And I got my picture taken with Pluto, which was big deal for me because I'm a big Pluto guy. And
yeah,
so
well, you're a dork.
Well, all right, but I think that you will also that. You would get lost. You really sort of feel. You get into the character. Carrie was lost her mind. She would see Cinderella, and Carrie would stop and go, and I thought she's having a stroke. She's, that's Cinderella. I said, yeah, it's a woman being Cinderella. But when you get close up to the characters, it's still kind of cool. It was
Cinderella
a lot of
fun. Hottie?
Yes. Not as hot as Rapunzel, though. I got my picture taken with Rapunzel. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I want to see that picture. Yeah. Please show that picture.
Show all these pictures to you.
Did the bartender know your name by the end of the cruise?
Okay, I got to go with this. When we get onto the boat, they make you pose in front of a picture of the ship, right? And then you go onto the ship, and right away they know because they know your room number because you're wearing your key card, and the entire crew is standing in the grand atrium of the boat, and they say, "The Disney Dream welcomes the Spiewak family," and everyone claps.
Oh, wow!
Which was amazing,
crazy.
And then a lady comes and gives me an envelope, and she says, "You are in the concierge level, right?" I said, "Yeah." And she says, "We'll love to see you in the concierge lounge on the 12th floor. Please go right now." And I said, "Great." So we go up. We're greeted by one of the concierges. His name is Danny. He sits us down, tells us everything we need to know, and then he tells me the greatest news I got on the whole trip. Oh,
yes.
Also, he sits us down. He says, first of all, we want to congratulate Robert on 10 years being cancer-free.
Wow.
They knew the whole
thing. And he says, here at the concierge lounge all day, there's going to be complimentary sodas and water, snacks if you're hungry. You don't want to mess with going to the dining room. But also, from 5 to 10, there are free cocktails, beer and wine and champagne, should you want them. So they sit us down. They're telling us about all the stuff we should know about our cruise. And a guy comes and gives Carrie and I a mimosa. And then another mimosa. And then another mimosa. And then boom, boom, boom. Then it's 5 o'clock and the cocktail bottles are out. So there's a, you know, it's the bar scene. And he says, sir, what do you like? I said, well, Crown Royal is very nice.
Oh, God, Crown Royal after a mimosa.
And he pulls out, a handle. Of Crown and starts making those for me. And then he's also.
Were you drinking old fashions after the mimosas?
Yeah, I was.
Attaboy.
And then.
Attaboy. Hey, you're on vacation. Have a good time.
Back to the room and just looking.
Why does this excite me? Because I'm an Irish alcoholic.
And it was.
Sounds like a blast.
And it just. And I'm on the deck and it's beautiful. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to sit down on the bed for a moment.
This is after a day of travel?
Yes.
Is this right? Yeah, okay. I get it.
So I lay down on the bed. Next thing I get, Dad, they're seating us for dinner.
I don't want to go to dinner now.
And we're on deck 12, dinner's on deck 3. To get to it, we have to traverse deck 11 to get to the elevator. I stumbled like I needed help from a crew to get to dinner. Sat down. I don't remember what I ate. Carrie did say.
Fantastic.
I do remember. The one thing I remember from dinner is the bartender, not the bartender, our waiter, said, would you like a cocktail before dinner? Carrie says, he would not. So then she had to get me back to the room and put me to bed. But starting Tuesday, everything was fine. We kept everything in moderation, and that was cool. The food, I have to tell this, a couple revelations that I made is that if you're eating in the restaurant, it's great. The food, they'll keep it bringing as long as you want it. Just keep asking. Mm-hmm. But if you're at a buffet, like for breakfast, that's when you see the pro eaters. And I saw a guy. You know how waiters carry 3 plates?
Yes.
I saw a guy doing 3 plates going through the buffet line. Now, remember, you're free to make as many trips as you
like
want.
Like holding three plates?
One here, one on his forehead. And one
that's
was
a guy pig. Or?
Oh, no. No. And
he wasn't getting up and making trips. He was trying to get it all done.
Filling it up. And I did have one guy butt in line with me when I was in line for the buffet. He said, can I get in here just for a second? I said, sure. All he did was fill a plate with whipped cream.
Disney.
I said,
Disney. It's going to go
great on your waffles.
Is the buffet food better than most?
Buffet food was outstanding. Wow. I subsisted. I did, I think, 4 consecutive meals where I figured out a way to have smoked salmon because it was off the charts.
Oh, so you kind of stayed on the health thing.
I didn't say no to anything, but I loved the smoked salmon, and it's not something.
What was your best dessert?
The best dessert was clearly the. Why can't I think of the name of it?
Baked Alaska? No,
the souffle at the Italian place.
Ooh, souffle. Grand Marnier or chocolate?
Carrie had an almond souffle, and I had a chocolate that was, it was so good that it was served with a scoop of ice cream, and we didn't even touch the ice cream.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
I mean, and it was a mile high. It was fantastic.
Last question on your incredible, your complete social media discipline. You froze out your Facebookers.
I did.
What was the thought? Nobody, you didn't tell him, did you, to do that to save it all for our show?
No, I just figured the cheap chip got him and he probably had to pay for Wi-Fi.
No, actually, we were offered Wi-Fi as part of our gift package. They provided the Wi-Fi package.
His brain works differently than mine. Why did you go free of Facebook?
They actually, the fan club had included Wi-Fi, but we chose not to use it, and we credited it back to the account.
Oh, nice.
And it wasn't cheap. It was the fact that when we got up and went to the airport to take the bus to get to the ship sailed out of Port Canaveral. And so and we were in Orlando, so it was about an hour trip to get there. And we posted a few pictures while we were doing it. But then I just started thinking about when we got to the stateroom, I said, we could spend our entire week with our noses in our phone and we're going to miss everything that's going on. We have an amazing thing ahead of us.
Wow. I'm so proud of you.
And you know what? I truly did not miss it. Now, we all had our phones for pictures. And also, Disney on the boat has an app that tells you what's happening at what time. We lived by that app because when something happens every 15 minutes.
I think I posted 2 pictures on that. I posted more than he did on vacation. That's never happened before.
We did take 1 million pictures. We have videos and we will post all that stuff. I want to share it with all the people that made this happen because, again,
it's a good idea.
Carrie and I were, I'll just end with this. The last show we saw was called Believe, and it was a Disney variety show. And
are you going to get all weepy now?
I'm not going to get weepy, but I'll tell you, I did get weepy that night.
I mean, I get weepy, so I understand if you're going to. I just want to prepare myself.
It's a touching moment. Not as touching as leaving a misedited program
that is
for
sad.
7 hours.
Okay.
But, okay. Stop it. Yes. Stop it.
Does that make you weepy?
Yeah.
Okay. And I said to Carrie,
a piece of me dies inside.
When I went to Believe with two large vodka sodas, because they let you take the free drinks away from the concierge lounge to the shows. And so I was using both cup holders and downing them. But it was a beautiful thing. And I said to Carrie, you know, it's something I've realized as I've revisited a lot of these Disney properties. Almost every Disney cartoon or movie has something to do with parent issues. A father that gets runs away, or a mistreated stepmother, or
Freaky
something
Friday.
Yes, something like that. And it's because Walt was a complicated man who hated his father. And that's a theme in a lot of Disney things. So I'm watching all of this father stuff in this variety show called Believe, and I start to really wrap my head around the fact that Julia is less than a year away from going to college. Robert is right on her tail. And we're all there, and we're all together, and I just start crying. I mean, tears like well up in my eye and rolling down my face. And I'd give it about a third of the credit to the vodka, but two thirds of it is being a dad. And I'm okay with it for a little bit. I'm sort of, you know, dabbing it.
The last hurrah.
One of the lucky things is that the vodkas had beverage napkins under them, so I could use those to dry my face. But then the snot starts. It's that hard of crying. Like my nose
really?
Is starting yelling.
You're really losing. Yeah. Wow.
And then I look over and Carrie's doing the same thing. And we realize that we don't even have to communicate what's going on, is that we realize now with our kids, we're closer to the end than the beginning.
What an incredible moment you had.
Now, be honest.
Yeah.
You were weeping about all those times you wasted at KD.
I was weeping about, should have gotten the Wi-Fi.
Should have gotten the Wi-Fi. Up and gone
well,
on
think
one
about all crazy. Those years you went to King's Dominion thinking, so you had to have had some sort of realization, be like, my God, we've been white trash for this long.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I have a new white trash equation. Mike, that yes. I learned on the boat.
Oh, my God, please.
This is the more sparkly things on a bathing suit is equal to the amount of tattoos on the woman's body. If you can get yourself a metallic-y spangly, you're looking at a girl that's got sleeves, man. That's a lot of tattoos.
There you go.
But
they make money somehow, though. That's for sure.
But I will say this. Right. It
or
was
a rich uncle.
It was an incredible, amazing, life-changing experience. My kids got to swim with dolphins. I got to go snorkeling
sweet.
With my wife. Rum drinks on the Caribbean, where you can go up to the water, up to your chest, and you still see your feet. Fish are surrounding
These
you.
These are all once-in-a-lifetime experiences, all in one cruise.
And it was just miraculous.
Fantastic.
And words fail me at a way to show my gratitude to everyone who made it happen for me and my family. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you to the fan club. And we're not going to make any announcements about anything now, but I just will have some information that there'll probably be a lot of people in the fan club that are very pleased with our upcoming trip to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nice.
It's going to get better. That's all I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen.
Will there be a plate
it's
of whipped cream?
Going to get better. Yes, with three of them on my arm. That's the way. Well, I'm delighted you had. Welcome back,
Happy
and
man.
It's great
Happy
to see
awesome.
You guys. And that's
fantastic.
Terrific. I'm glad you had a fantastic time. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Need some help with your fantasy football picks? Well, this week's O'Meracast has you covered.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a special edition hosted by the governor of the gridiron himself, Nicky Dunn.
Yes, I'm very prepared, unlike that Tony Perkins guy. I work hard.
You're not in the know with your picks until you hear this show.
Always looking ahead, positivity. That's what we preach here on the Nicky Diamond Show.
Download O'Meracast today on iTunes, the TMOS app, or at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Now, take two laps, hit the showers, and let's get back to Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. One of the hardest things about working out is that it's inconvenient. So now more than ever, you need Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. This is the company behind so many great programs like P90X Insanity, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, and many more. You can get motivated by celebrity super trainers, you know, like Sean, Tony Horton, and Autumn Calabrese. I love Autumn Calabrese. She makes it fun. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga, even dance workouts you can access on any smart device. I know, Oscar, you are a Mike, massive fan.
I've got a new hack in my life. While I can
life hack,
I can always get the Beachbody app on my phone. I can also stream it now on Apple TV.
Fantastic.
Which is great because I've hit
on the big screen.
195 again. 21-day fix will get me 185 within 21 days.
Attaboy,
and
awesome.
You watch, we'll get there together.
No whipped cream.
Oscar loves it. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better inside and out. I promise our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand, people.
News!
Legendary American John McCain passed away at his ranch in Arizona on Saturday after a battle with brain cancer. He was 81 years old. If you don't know about John McCain, or I'm the first person telling you, where the hell have you been? He was a Navy pilot, and in October of 1967, he was shot down, seriously injured, and captured by the North Vietnamese. He was a prisoner of war for more than 5 years. During that time, he was tortured, and when he was finally released, he had a lot of physical disabilities, like never again being able to raise his arms above his head. McCain has been in Congress since 1982. He served 2 terms in the House of Representatives, followed by 6 terms in the Senate, beginning in 1987. He ran for president twice. In the 2000 election, he lost the Republican nomination to George W. Bush. And in 2008, he was the Republican nominee and infamously chose Sarah Palin as his running mate. Of course, he lost to Barack Obama. He did not run in 2016. And he was a great American, regardless of your politics. And I think he should be celebrated.
May I take just a moment? This is from a documentary on HBO about John McCain. It's about a minute long. He's reflecting.
I watched it. I watched it last night in its entirety.
He's reflecting on his life, and it's a remarkable piece of tape.
I have lived an honorable life, and I am proud of my life. I think all of us think about death, but I think more about life. There are so many days in my life that are more than coincidental, that it has made me believe that I am here for a reason. I've been tested on a number of occasions. I haven't always done the right thing. And I think I understand, given my family's history and given my experiences, the important thing is not to look back and figure out all the things I should have done, and there's lots of those, but to look back with gratitude. You will never talk to anyone that is as fortunate as John McCain.
Oh, man.
That's it, man.
True American hero.
Absolutely think about that, that mindset and how that gets you through. Maybe it got him through everything. When you think about luck and fortune and good fortune and to approach life like that, and that's talk about a guy that had dignity right to the end. That's a special person right there. It continues. You got a trifecta for you today. Playwright Neil Simon died on Sunday of complications from pneumonia. He was 91. Tomorrow, Rob, I think we should share the Neil Simon story that we have.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was hospitalized just 2 days earlier and was also suffering from kidney failure and Alzheimer's. Neil was one of the most successful and prolific playwrights of the 20th century. And in addition to writing for the stage, he also received 4 Oscar nominations for his screenplays, some of which were based on his plays. Here are the screenplays. They include The Odd Couple, Sweet Charity, The Out-of-Towners, one of my favorites.
So great.
Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Heartbreak Kid, The Sunshine Boys, Murder by Death, The Goodbye Girl, California Suite, Seems Like Old Times, Biloxi Blues, and Lost in Yonkers. That's
if he had written one of those, if he had written one of those treatments, he would be a legend. Mm. And he wrote them all.
Wow.
Yep. Incredible, incredible guy. We've got a story about a personal encounter that Rob and I both have with Neil Simon in New York, which is very, very neat. We'll tell you that tomorrow. And now, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Robin Leach. He died on Friday. He was 76. Robin had been struggling with his health since having a stroke last November. He'd been hospitalized ever since and had a second stroke last Monday. He went into hospice shortly after that.
Doesn't that seem young? I thought he'd be older than 76.
I did too. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous ran from 1984 to 1995. It was one of my favorite impressions. And showcased the extravagant lifestyles of the wealthy entertainers, business moguls, athletes. Probably inspired our current celebrity lifestyle obsession, so I guess he's responsible. Now that we have websites like TMZ, Real Housewives, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, not to mention a billion celebrity social media accounts, might have started back there with Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I wish you champagne wishes and caviar dreams. That's Robin Leach. Safe travels to him. And, well, let's get on to something that's a little more serious.
Yes, please.
No, there's nothing more serious than death. Okay, boozers, here we go.
Yay, booze.
Oh, boy. Some researchers at the University of Washington found that alcohol is truly awful for us and killing millions of people a year. They found that the chemicals in alcohol and the effects they have on us are deadlier than we ever realized. And if you've heard that having a glass of wine a day is healthy, yeah, the downside outweighs the potential benefits, people. Yee. So the researchers say
there's... Why are you reading this?
I'm sorry.
Read this.
Sad I'm just news. The messenger. The researchers say there's really no healthy amount of alcohol you can drink, and the only way to get away from its evil effects is to cut yourself off completely. That being said, an evolutionary psychologist in England just came out with a very different take. Booze is the key to survival of the human race.
Okay, I like this guy. Let's book this guy. He says that
throughout human history, alcohol has been the key to our social lives. It lowers inhibitions. It's fun. It helps people bond, and our social abilities are a big part of why we evolved and became the most advanced species. So, in conclusion, keep drinking for the sake of humanity, even if it makes you a martyr.
That's right.
Die.
Keep drinking because your wife and son will get you to dinner on Monday night. They promise.
I spared everybody the medical details of that alcohol, which is very, very depressing. There's a teenager in Wisconsin. This kid's name is Bubba Cad, who has cerebral palsy as well as developmental issues, and he loves trucks. He loves trucks just about more than anything. His family's yard faces a highway, so he likes to sit outside and get truckers to honk when they go by. Then last month, his mom noticed a small model truck sitting in their yard, and she realized one of the truck drivers must have put it there for him. So she went on Facebook looking for the driver, and her post about it went viral. Then a bunch of other truck drivers decided to do something for Bubba's 16th birthday that was coming up. They called it 18 Wheels for Bubba. And last weekend, truckers from all over the country showed up in Milton, Wisconsin, lined their trucks up in a big parking lot, and surprised him with a huge party.
That's
His
awesome.
Mom kept it a secret, and when they got there, over 1,000 people were waiting to wish him a happy birthday, and there were almost 200 tractor trailers and other trucks to check out. The final truck count was 182, and he got to ride around in a golf cart and see every single one of them.
That's awesome,
man.
So cool.
Great story. And now a little something something to, you know, it's been too sweet and sad and
saccharine,
all that. And with Rob and all that, you know. There's a married couple in southwest China, and they could, they've been trying to have a baby for the past 4 years, but they couldn't conceive.
Hmm.
The woman went to a gynecologist, finally, to ask for help. And when she admitted that the sex was, quote, unusually painful, the doctor decided to do an exam. It became very clear to the physician why she hadn't gotten preggers. They were having sex the wrong way.
Mm.
I think you can probably guess which way they were having it based on how painful it was for this poor woman. The doctor says, quote, the couple were very young, the man 26 and the woman 24. So apparently neither of them realized that that wasn't the correct
right
pathway to having a baby.
There is no manual.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, that goes unless you're planning to have a little baby lawyer.
I'm sorry. That's for successful. See, that's where the lawyers come from.
It was a successful.
It's an old lawyer joke that been floating around.
That's perfect. I've never heard that.
It's a good one.
That's strong.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what town it was in Southwest China. I think Bung China is where it was. I'm sorry. I'll get out of here before I get myself in trouble. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault.
Oh,
Mike O'Meara.
Not pregnant.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Disney boy?
This is a personal story and a personal true story. Our dishwasher was not getting our dishes very clean. So Carrie went in and took it apart and noticed that there's a mesh filter that keeps the food from recirculating. It had a tear in it. And we said, oh, God, we don't want to get a plumber. We don't want to buy a new dishwasher. And she says, no, I think we can probably replace it. We went on Amazon, searched our model dishwasher number, found the part for $52, free shipping. And they cross-reference it by the model of your dishwasher, and you can find out how to install it on YouTube. Our dishwasher is working like it's brand new now. So if you have any small plumbing issue, I put my filter up as the item, but if you have any issue, search the model number of your dishwasher and fix it yourself and save hundreds of bucks. It was easy.
Perfect. That's great. Glad you got a handyman around the house, little lady. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the dishwasher, filter, and more at MikeOmerishow.com.
She takes care of everything.
That's why I keep her around.
Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, but means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let's get Lucille Ball on with the audio vault today. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you. I guess you probably saw in the news the amazing amount of weather they've been getting in Hawaii. I think 50 inches of rain and just horrible winds.
It's like everywhere now. It's like everywhere where these storms happen.
Right.
The rainfall is insane. These storms are getting more intense wherever they are. It's scary, and it's scary for somebody like me who lives down in Florida. Very freaky.
The BBC sent a reporter to Hawaii. His name is James Cook. I want you to know he's okay. His computer is not, but he's okay because a tree fell on him.
The latest forecast suggests the eye will skirt the Big Island in around 12 hours' time before brushing past Maui on its way to Oahu.
I'm all right. Yeah. I'm fine. Well, that was unexpected.
There's British.
So British.
That sounds like a massive tree.
Yeah, it was big. It was big. I don't know how he's okay, but his computer just absolutely smashed.
Wow.
Just like me on Monday night. I want you to know this. If you want to feel old, do you know what happened 50 years ago today?
Oh, what?
This was released.
Hey, Jude.
50 years.
Oh, man.
And because we have to celebrate some of the greatest songs ever made, I want to play this version.
The Monkees?
Which is the isolated, one of the very first, played by disc jockeys everywhere, isolated track of Linda McCartney, the late Linda McCartney, who was recorded during Hey Jude, doing the background vocals masterfully. Listen to her. This is Linda McCartney.
Why would he ever put her on an album?
She's a little pitchy, dog.
A little pitch problem right there.
But we haven't played this in a long time, so...
Listen to this part. It gets better.
Was she a singer?
No.
Nope. No. Just like being on stage.
She was a photographer. As a matter of fact, he had to teach her rudimentary keyboard skills when she was in Wings. She'd forget where she started on the keyboard.
She was in a band?
Oh, yeah, she was in Wings.
I don't know who Wings
Paul
is.
McCartney. It was Paul McCartney's
Wings. Wings, a TV show?
Yeah. Oh, listen, you can hear her. She's good with the tambourine.
Yeah, pretty good meter there. Yeah. Pretty good meter, yeah.
Just so long as she doesn't sing again.
I just want you to hear one last. When she comes Wings. Back. When she comes back in. Here we go.
she sings. It's great.
Linda. All right, that's enough.
All right, thank you very much. Anyway, 50 years ago.
Things we do for women.
I got a call from my mom last night. She says, are you watching the Little League World Series? I said, you know, I'm not. She says, it's great. These kids are really good baseball players, but they still cry. I said, what's the matter with you?
Lots of tears. Lots of tears.
But that's what makes my mom watch the Little League World Series.
It was Asia Pacific against Asia.
Hawaii beat South Korea 3-0.
The Little League World Series championship. There you have it. Hawaii wins it. Hawaii is the best.
Obviously, they have Little League announcers as well, because you really didn't paint a picture. But that was
they went back to Hawaii to ask them what they thought of the World Series, and they said, I'm sorry. They used bats too soon.
They made bats out of that tree that fell down.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, it's good with it. You know, they get the bad in this audio vault, and they get the good, right?
And speaking of bats, every night when we come back to our stateroom, the housekeeping staff would fold a towel to look like an animal. We had an elephant. We had a dinosaur. Robert was so into this, we actually took a half-hour class on how to fold towels into animals, like sort of like towel origami. Yeah, except for Wednesday night, the kids came running out. They said, Dad, come to our room. They had, just by dumb luck, folded a towel to look like a flying bat. And I said, and you know, I hate and detest bats.
Yes, yes.
And the thing that was so great is how much it delighted my children.
Oh, that's great.
Dad, come see the bat.
Well, they're acting
so
like
he
kids.
Took a, he took a class?
Robert took a class, yes.
Oh, that's cool. That'll get him into a good college.
Towel State.
Towel State.
I was there, too. His roommate was Terry Cloth. All right, let's close with this. Does the name Oscar Munoz mean anything to you?
It sounds familiar, but I can't.
I recognize it when I saw it.
Baseball player?
The CEO of United Airlines.
Oh, that guy.
And he did a press conference talking, we're going to close with this, talking about the new ruling about emotional support animals.
Uh-huh.
And he talked about the one emotional support animal that put him over the line, okay?
Anyone's heard about the peacock story, so I think I won't go into that one. We just had a recent experience where one of the emotional support animals, wait for it, required another emotional support animal. Yeah. So it was a dog and a monkey, and somebody asked me earlier today which one was supporting her, so I don't know that answer.
The world may never know. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, guys. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Great. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's
tonight,
at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 2-0-0-7. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Have a magical day.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Okay.